All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, August 26, 2025. We're glad you're all here, and we will begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for this beautiful day, allowing us to do another job for the citizens of Jefferson County. We pray for our employees, our families, the elected officials, and all that has to do your will. We pray for all those that believe in you, and we pray for those that do not. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's say the pledge in unison. Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. We got these
in minutes. All right, we will begin a little bit out of order under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a resolution recognizing Rhonda Brody for her 25 years of service to the Jefferson County Auditor's Office and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Fran, if you and Rhonda want to come up to the lectern. I'll read this resolution. It says, whereas Rhonda Brody has devoted 25 years of her life serving the citizens of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism and has made an outstanding contribution to the Jefferson County Auditor's Office. During her career with Jefferson County, she served admirably, first in the capacity of a financial analyst, and furthermore, once she was promoted to financial manager for the Internal Audit Division in 2008, whereas she has had an instrumental role in tracking, reporting, and working closely with FEMA and the Texas Division of Emergency Management for multiple disasters to help the county receive much-needed reimbursements for recovery and restoration, and whereas Rhonda was a key figure, spent countless hours and worked closely with departments to assist in the implementation and ongoing operations of the court and jail management system. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, she's earned the respect of her colleague and the citizens of Jefferson County, and having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Auditor's Office, she is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by her friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Rhonda for her dedicated service as a valuable employee and wishes her the best in her retirement. Fran?
Well, I want to say this one's a hard one. We've been here for a long time. Little did she know when she agreed to Patrick back 20 years ago this week of helping out at Ford Park with Katrina's hurricane people, and then it rolled a month later into Rita and countless others. She was really the county's cheerleader in working and with the horn and Con Resnick on getting, you know, answering all of their requested information and needs, and really, you know, we couldn't have gotten some of the reimbursements we did without her. And then with Tyler was another big one, you know, with Mary and Sherry, and then just, you know, she was one that anything that was ever asked, she would step up and help us with. So you will be greatly missed.
Thank you.
So,
would you like to say something and introduce your family, Rhonda?
I would love to introduce my family. My military man, U.S. Air Force retired, and soon to be VA retired, Eric Brode. My daughter flew in from Tulsa. All right. My other one came from next door, that's Tasha and Brittany, and my granddaughter, Britton. My sister, Sandy. one of my best friends in the world, Brenda Abair, my other best friend in the world, Karen and her husband, Steve, and my brother and sister-in-law, Roland and Debbie Gary. And that's not my entire family, because the other half of my family is over here. So I appreciate everything that any of you have ever done for me. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. Some days have been a lot harder than others, but every day has counted. Every day's been worth it. I know 99% of the people in this room because of my job and because y'all are so wonderful. It's hard to leave, but at the same time, have y'all seen my boyfriend? I'm excited. Thank you.
Well, we wish you the best. We appreciate you, Rhonda, and we hope that
Rhonda, I want to say personally, I think 25 years is a short timer around here. I think you had a few more years left in you, but you know, I guess we got what we could. But I got to tell you, everything that Fran said about, especially from my perspective, and what you did accounting and for all of the things through the disasters and the minute details, we wouldn't have had insurance recoveries like we did. We wouldn't have had any of the recoveries that we had without not only your efforts, but the efforts of the entire auditing department. But you took the lead on that, and we deeply, deeply appreciate everything you've done for us.
And y'all are welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting, but if y'all would like to go out and prepare for her party this afternoon, y'all can do that too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
First two items under purchasing will be.
Did you do the comment?
No, not yet. All right, now we'll now open up a time of public comment. If anyone is present in the courtroom who wishes to make public comment on any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Items A and B under purchasing will be tabled until next Tuesday to give the county attorney the opportunity to review the leases. Item C is to rescind and terminate a statement of work with CBTS for a security program assessment in the amount of $33,415. Do I have a motion on that one?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We'll now move on to items under county auditor. Items B, C, D, and E will be taken separately. Item B is consider and approve an order to adopt a tax rate of 0.357000 cents per $100 valuation. Tax rate is 0.339889 for maintenance and operations and 0.017111 for debt service. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item C is to conduct a public hearing on the proposed 2025-2026 Jefferson County budget. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We'll now open up a public hearing on the proposed 2025-2026 Jefferson County budget. If you wish to make a statement, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing and move on to item D, which is to adopt the 2025-2026 budget. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Judge, I just wanted to say thank you to Rebecca and to my staff. We could not have gotten this done today without them.
Okay.
Judge, I want to also compliment them because it was a daunting task, knowing that we needed to make sure we kept all the self-restraints since we hadn't gotten rid of a very costly part of our budget process, but we take out off the top a certain amount of money, and it could have gotten out of hand, but departments and with y'all guidance, department stayed
yes.
kind of in line, and it made it better for the citizens of this county.
Yes, they did. Thank you.
And Fran, I want to thank your staff, you and your staff, for everything y'all do. I know you got to help me all the time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under item E is to consider, item E is consider and ratify the property tax increase reflected in the adopted budget. So do I have a motion on this one?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. And I would note that if the property tax increase in the sense that we're going to bring in a little over $6 million more in revenue, our tax rate will remain the same. Our tax rate is below the no new revenue rate called for by state law, so it's that we did not even have to have our two public hearings on the budget because we remain below the no new revenue rate. But we are going to be bringing in a little over $6 million more. Some of that has to do with a little more than half of it comes from abated projects that are rolling off abatement, and so we'll start collecting taxes on those projects that were abated. The other half has to do with either new property coming onto the rolls or increases in valuations of other property on the roll. So,
Judge, could I add this to that?
Yes,
sir. A lot of times people don't see the abatements and how it benefit our citizens in the long run, but this year you can see just a little bit how it does benefit us to make sure we just may need to tighten up some things, but overall it was a blessing for us.
Yes, sir.
And Judge, I believe even at this tax rate, if I'm not mistaken, we are the eighth lowest tax rate, county tax rate in the state of Texas.
Of the 254.
Of the 254.
That's correct. So. All right. All in favor of Adam E., say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Then we'll go on to item F, which is to consider and approve a budget transfer for 317th District Court for the purchase of a laptop in the amount of $1,380. Item G is consider and approve termination of public defender contract agreement for the Criminal District Court with David Grove, effective August 31st, 2025. Item H is consider and approve a public defender contract agreement with the Criminal District Court with Brent Turk, effective September 1st, 2025. Item I is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending July 31st, 2025. Item J is to consider and approve Amendment 1 of the Texas Water Development Board contract with Jefferson County for a time extension and to authorize the county judge and the county auditor to execute by DocuSign. That's contract number 20,012,634. Item K is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $343,514.54 to LaSalle for revenue received for inmate housing. Item L is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $6,209,538.10 to the State Comptroller for Intergovernmental Transfer for Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the Uncompensated Care Program. Item M is regular county bills, check numbers 531166 through 531364. And item N is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for the purchase of two mowers. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Willis and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve a reappointment of some trustees of the Spindletop Center, Rebecca Ford by Commissioner Willis and Frank Coffin by Commissioner Erickson. Item B is to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an agreement between Jefferson County and Lamar University for Lamar University's setcast for video broadcast of Commissioner's Court meetings. And item C is to receive and file a standing order for settlement. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second. Then moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Sheriff's Department, we have two items. Item A is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the 842nd Transportation Battalion to provide for investigation information in sexual assault cases involving active service members. Item B is considered possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and Federal Bureau of Investigation to formalize a partnership with Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Task Force. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have two items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline renewal permit 03P25 between Jefferson County and Enterprise Lutex NGL Pipeline LP for the purpose of crossing multiple county roads from LaBelle Road to Ebner Road, located in Precincts 2 and 4. And item B is consider and possibly approve a replat of part of Lot 5, sometimes referred to as Block 5, map of the subdivision of 185 acres of land, the southwest corner of the D. Shoke League, Volume 1, page 134, map records, into Lots 1 through 5, Colander's Crossing, lying in the D. Shoke League. Abstract number 11, Jefferson County, Texas, located on Colander Road in Precinct Number 1. It's in the Beaumont ETJ and has met all the City of Beaumont's and Jefferson County's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on those two items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And via addendum, we have one item under Road and Bridge Precinct 3 to consider and approve an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County Precinct 3 and Port Arthur Independent School District for removal of brush. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We appreciate everybody getting the agendas done early so that we can get to the legislative conference and the legislative update luncheon. And I'm going to remind everybody once again that effective September 1st, next week, all agenda items have to be submitted by 3 p.m. on Wednesday for the following Commissioners Court meeting. This will replace the previous custom of having them done by 11 a.m. on Thursdays. And if a holiday falls on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, the deadline for submissions will be 3 p.m. on Tuesday. So, make note of that. Commissioners, any announcements y'all have or any elected official has for the benefit of the public without our taking action?
No, the only one I have, normally what I say, and it's very important, especially this weekend, a lot of traffic on the road, on the interstate. Locals, please stay off as much as possible because it's tight, it's tough, can cause a lot of accident. And if you don't mind, Madam Engineer, could you check and see when they're going to have that updated for the Boyd Road Bridge? Because I know what they said, August the 25th, but that's, of course, not here. Give us an update on when TxDOT and their engineers say they're going to be through with that bridge. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, anything else? Again, thank you to the auditing department and all the departments for the work on the budget. We appreciate it. And here we go into another year. Thank each of you for what you do, and we are adjourned.
All right.